I met him on 4th of June. No, actually, it was 5th of June. But I started working for the campaign on 3rd of June. I quit my job like 20 days before I met him. And my friends asked me if I want to work in his campaign. And I was like, okay, maybe I can meet him and then I will decide what to do with it. Actually, I planned, after I quit my job, I planned to travel a lot, take a rest. Well, actually, I traveled a lot during campaign, so somehow I got that part. And I met him, and we just clicked, I believe. We felt the same energy or some goals, and I don't know, there was some kind of chemistry between us, like a special feelings, so we really did a good job together, and here we are.
What was it about his message that attracted you to say, I want to work for him and see if we can make something happen?
He told me that there is only one condition to be a part of his campaign. And that was that his campaign has to be completely fair and positive, and I'm not sure what's the good word for that, like a clean campaign. And that when we wake up on 8th of October, that our conscience has to be clear, and that we have to know that we did the good thing. So I thought if he's ready to save me as a part of campaign, he's a good man, and that's something what's worth of doing, and what's worth of you know, invest my energy in all those things. So that was the reason when I said, okay, he's the one.
What was it about his message that made you feel that this is the guy that can bring change to the country?
I vote today, and after I vote for him, I called him and I told him thank you. And he was like, for what? Thank you, because for the first time in my life, I voted for you, for someone, not against someone, but for someone. And I felt very happy. And that's the thing I felt when I met him, that he is completely normal and he didn't want to become a president because of presidency. He wanted to become a president because that's the only position from where people could hear what he has to say. So he could achieve some goals that he actually couldn't achieve on any other positions. He could change minds of people. And I liked him because he was something what is completely new in here, and he had that special energy to not to motivate people, but to give them a courage to change the world. Because in our campaign, we could literally do whatever we wanted to. When we came up with an idea, he would say, just do it. And it was perfect that you don't have to, not to ask for permission for everything, but you could be free. You could do whatever you think it's right. Just to do it and do anything, make any change. And I don't know what was the real reason I became part of it. I have never said that I'm a spark, you know, because many people say like spark. Someone called him Sparkman in comments on Facebook, and we make a joke of that, like he's a Sparkman. I've never said that I am a spark, because a spark is something massive, and spark is something that most people can identify with. I don't like to identify with anything in life in general, but so I'm not a spark. park. I'm someone who really trusts in a not trust, but I really appreciate the ideas actually he has. So it was clear mind and very reasonable decision. So completely with my brain, not so many with emotions. Even though I told him that this campaign made me emotional, because I, as you know, I'm really tough with emotions. But this campaign, somehow it made me feel alive. You know, just something woke up in me, and so I'm here.
You know this. I've talked to him. I mean, the whole idea was, well, if I don't win, I still want to have started a movement moving forward and, you know, create a party and support and be even stronger in 4 years. Do you intend to be a part of that in some way?
For sure. Yesterday, or no, 2 days ago, I asked him to write me a reference letter. He asked me why. And I was like, well, you know, I have to find some other job maybe, or to go out. I don't know. I have no idea. I just need a reference letter. And he told me, well, I will write a reference letter for you if you're going to college. But if you're going to work for someone else, I'm not really sure that I will sign that document. And I was like, come on. And he told me, well, you are something rare in this world, and I really want you to do things with me and stay with me. So, yeah, I like to work with him, so I will be a part of it for sure. So who knows? Yeah, a few months ago, I read something that the people who say that they can change the world are the one who can, or something like that. And I believe that he's crazy enough to change the world. And I can be crazier than him, for sure.
What's the whole experience been like for you? I mean, you started basically at the grassroots of this thing, and you've seen it grown to what it is right now and where it can go.
Well, I think that people recognized that this campaign was different, and that Miqsad is completely different candidate, that he doesn't need to have this in his life, so he doesn't need this for any success or something, and that he doesn't do things for money or for some interests, but only for people in Bosnia. Also, I asked him once, we were alone, and I was like, okay, what was real purpose of your coming here? Come on, you're not crazy enough to do that just like for I don't know what. And he told me, you don't really trust me? And I was like, no, it's not that I don't trust you, but, you know, there has to be something greater than changing minds. Come on, it's just not... Well, I thought it wasn't enough, but in the end it is. Actually, he doesn't need anything from this campaign, and people recognized it. Well, 50,000 of them recognized it, but still it's a good start for me, that massive movement, or we have that party which is Platform for Progress, so we can make a progress with that amount of people who voted for us, for him. And I think that he woke up many people who didn't vote before, and that now people really do have someone to vote for, not to vote against someone, but for the one.
Is there concern about if he decides that he doesn't want to be a candidate in 4 years, but supporting it, that you may lose people because they're not quite getting the idea that they're an important part of this, even if he's not the leader, so to say?
Well, people in Bosnia love leaders. So that could be a problem. But also, he told us that he doesn't want to people identify with him, but with an idea. So he's not... he has ideas. It doesn't matter who will be a leader. The idea is actually what matters. When it comes to people in Bosnia, I think that they would appreciate more if Mirsad would recandidate to be a part of this again, because he's well known to the public, and I think that people in Bosnia saw a leader in him, and I will try somehow to make him to become a candidate again, not to prepare someone for the candidacy, but to be a candidate again. Well, I'm not sure, but I will do my best in order to achieve that, because he is a leader, but not all. He's a good, and people love him because he doesn't care about who you are or what you do or something, but for what purpose do you do things in here. So if it's good for Bosnia, you will be fine with him. So I think that in 4 years he has to be a candidate again. So because people would never identify with me. I study marketing, and I know that people have to have some emotions towards someone. Then they have to identify with that person, and then in the end comes loyalty. So I think that people really do have emotions towards him, and they can identify with that idea, and some of them are loyal to this idea. And I wouldn't change a candidate for the next elections if I were him, but I'm not, so it's going to be hard.